begin the current daf Masech the Shabbos daf Lamed Ches. Begin the Amud Beis. Begin the taste the Masech. Taste begins the words of the Gemara. Afilu b'Shabbos, even on Shabbos. Taste comes in. What's the chiddush on Afilu b'Shabbos? That is, the Gemara said in the opinion of Beis Hillel that holds you allowed to do Chazara. It's even on Shabbos. So Pirush B'Kodesh, just Rashi explains, what does it mean b'Shabbos? It means b'Yom Hamachros. It means on the following day, on the day of Shabbos. Which, as Rashi explains, I would have said that only when you do Chazara on Friday night it's permitted, because that's an intrinsic element of the heter of Chazara. It's that it's inherent and it's obvious that when you took it off, your intention was to put it back, because that's you need it for the following day's meal. But when you take it off on Shabbos day, I would have thought to say that, okay, that's it, you don't need it anymore for Shabbos, and therefore when you're going to put it back on, it's going to be like in the scene like a tchila. That's the chiddush, that no, it's permitted even on the day of Shabbos. But says Tais Lefizeh, according to that interpretation, Havalil Minkah, then the Gemara should have said, Afilu b'yom haShabbos, even on the Shabbos day, not just the word b'Shabbos, because the main point is during the daytime. Says Tais Lemay the Parishes, but according to Tais' interpretation that he previously mentioned, so which was in Dibri Mas on Lamed Vav Mabeis, Dibri Mas Chabeis Hill, the Ikah Plugtai B'chol, that actually the primary machlokes between them is actually doing Chazar on Erev Shabbos in the weekday. So as a Shabbos, now it makes sense, Sister Rav Shesha says, Afilu b'Shabbos. Not only in Erev Shabbos by Ben Nashmasha permitted to do Chazara on the Kira, but even on Shabbos itself, Bissel holds you allowed to do Chazara, and therefore has nothing to do with the Yoyma Shabbos, it's on Shabbos itself. Turn next Tais, the Matzal Tais, against the words of the Gemara, Pino Mimechem Lamechem Ma'u. What's Alocha if you went and you took it from one kettle to another kettle? What would Alocha be? Tais comes to explain that why is the Halacha of Chazara in the way opposite from Hatmana regarding this Halacha of Pino Mimechem Lamechem. That is, the Gemara has this question regarding, we want to know, is this still considered Chazara when you didn't put back the actual original pot? You moved it to another pot, then you put it back, which it sounds like that's actually more stringent, that you should not be able to do Chazara had you then left it on the original pot, which we know that's the permissibility of Chazara. But in that, Tais is bothered. But in time, if you're going to say, Tais has to take a second look. Because they're pegged by that time, and the Gemara later on, the Nunal of Mouth, Tanya brings a brisa, the Bechain Herbishimuli says that Lo Yasu, we didn't say it's forbidden to do Atmana on Shabbos itself when it gets dark, only in that original one that it was warmed in, there it's Shaykh the Gezerah of Hatmana that you might come to Matman Beremes. But if you moved it from one kettle to another kettle, then actually Mutter, then it's actually permitted to do the Hatmana in that second kettle. Because since you moved it to a second one, which its walls are cool, so it's obvious that he doesn't want to heat it up, and therefore it's permitted to do Atmana. So we see b'meichem achir that with another kettle, shari tvei, it's actually more permissible. V'chamash me'ipcha, it sounds like the opposite. Moving into another one actually makes it worse. So my member in Tami says yes, because they're fundamentally different. The hoch over here, gabi hisha, gabi kir, when you're doing shihiyah, when you're leaving it on the stove from before Shabbos, kishuhu ba'itzim meichem shucham, if it's in the original one that you had left it to heat it on, loyosala lechatuye. So you're not going to come to be mechate also when you're coming to put it back on Shabbos to its place, because there's no chashash that you're going to be mechata. Abimeichem acher, which that's the permissibility of Basil, that they hold that no, chazar is permitted. Abimeichem acher, the reason why we're saying it's more stringent, but by if you put into another kettle, shukar, which cools it off, aslechatui, then you might come to be mechata. That's the question, therefore, do we still allow chazar even when you cool it off? Now it's cooled off, you might come to mechata. Avagale atmana, but by insulating, shari tveik shukar, the reason why we say it's more permissible when it's cool in the second mechem is because the truth is, the bechitim muit, with a small amount of chitim, meaning when you're just going to be mechata begacholim for the pot where you did hatman in it, lo yail, it's not going to be effective if it got so cooled off by putting into the second mechem. If we're not concerned that you're mechata so much stoking, you're not going to make a real fire, you might just come to move it, that's not going to help. Whereas by the cooked dish, if it's in its original kettle, when it's still hot, then a little stoking, which we're concerned you might come to do, that you might come to do, and therefore they were concerned Shem Yechata. And therefore, that's a difference between the halacha of Atmana and the halacha of Chitur. That's one interpretation. Rashbam of Farish B'Shemri, he explains the name of the Ri, that the difference is the Hasam Atmana over there by insulating, the Havletzerich Macha. You're insulated because you have to keep it for a while, yet you're keeping it for tomorrow. So they were not concerned for chitur. The beloy chitur is cham harba, because without be mechate, it's going to be heated a lot. So therefore, however, if let's say you moved it from one mechem to another one, where then you're cooling it off, so they were not concerned that you're going to be mechate, because it's for sure going to be hot.
But over here, regarding chazara of the cooked dish, the boila balaylu, you need it for the night time. So then we're concerned that you might be mechata, and therefore the svara is that because you went and you did something to cool it off, that it, to say that you're not going to be mechata, that's not effective because we're still concerned that you might be mechata because it's for tonight. Or it's for tonight. But however, Tesis says ksas mash mahasim, but it does sound like over there that that's not a good answer because there might be matan balayla that, and the mafreshim discuss is a balayla or a lilayla, but that there it sounds like that the hatmana is for the nighttime because the wording of the brayso over there is that you can't do hatmana even on something that's not ma'aseh habel mishachashecha, which that's Friday night, and according to the Rashba, if you're doing hatmana at nighttime, there's still a concern of bimachata like bechazara. So then you're back to the question: why by hatmana do we say we're not concerned that you might come to bimachata? That's only based on the svar because you cooled it off. But regarding chazara, we don't rely on that svar. So Taisus had this question: why about hatmana when you move it from one mechem to another mechem, it's going to be permitted regarding hatmana, but regarding chazara, we say when you move it one to another, actually the logic makes it that you shouldn't be able to do chazara. So the re-answer is because by hatmana, the chit is not going to help when it got so cooled off. So we're not concerned shemichata. So it's permitted. But by chazara, the chit would still help. And therefore, we're still concerned, even when it's mimechem lemechem, that it's not the original one, and therefore maybe you might be mechata, because it got cooled off. But it's still enough that a little chit would help to make it hot. So we're concerned you might be mechata. The Rashba answers, a different answer. He says, hatmana is for the next day. By then, it's for sure going to cook, and therefore not concerned that you're going to be mechata, and we rely on the fact that you anyway show that you didn't want to heat it up, then you're not going to be mechata, because it'll cook by the next day. Whereas by chazara, where that's even for today, we're concerned that you might come to mechata, and we don't rely on the logic that now you cooled it off. But Taisus says that it sounds like over there that it's talking about with hatmana is even for the nighttime, which then the question would be coming back. If it's for the nighttime, then it's not for the following day. So why are you saying you're not going to be mechata by hatmana, but by chazara that you might be mechata? Ketan next says, Dermaskal text begins with the words of the Gemara, Tana she siku bakasha begvava. The Mishnah says that the tanner oven, which was heated with straw and stubble, layitin b'chul, which Taisus explains, sounds like from the Mishnah that you're allowed to do shi in the tanner, even if it's not garf or cotton. Because the Mishnah says, as Taisus is quoting, that you have this tanner oven that was heated with kasha b'gvava, straw and stubble, that you now put the pot not inside, not on top, more chamer than that of the kira. And Taisus explains that if you say that the lo yitin, which was debated in the beginning of the paragraph regarding kira, that we said that it means lahazu tanan like chananyam, which you now let her do chazara for the pot on Shabbos, but shehiya is permitted. So hachanam is here also high lo yitin when they're talking about regarding the tanner, you now let her place it. Is also talking about lo yach, not do chazar. Avol lahashes, but to do shi to leave it on. Mashi lai to leave on. Afilu b'tan, even by tanner, that she ain't a garver cotton that's not shoveled out or covered with ashes. And kedemashim parakam, it actually sounds like this from the first paragraph of the Tchesim and Beis. The sharina kedruchaisa, we permit to leave a raw pot of meat. Ubashu kamachem in the soy, or if it's cooked, at least a third cooked. Afilu b'ain a garver cotton, even if it's not shoveled out or covered with ashes. Because the mashma hasim, it sounds like over there the betanai, that's talking about a taner oven, not a kira. Because the koyah hadik tani hasim el, going back on what it says before that, of loy tamal isha kedera sasi bechul, that woman's not allowed to fill up a pot of these kidneys beans, which need to be cooked a lot, and to put it in the taner erev Shabbos imcha shecha. Obviously, we're talking about a taner, even though it's not garf or cotton. Still, the Gemara permits kedrachaiso, or if it's cooked at least kamecha ben desai, which that's again, as according to the interpretation, if our Mishnah of Layitim and Layanzer, as Tais explains, would be the interpretation according to Chananya, that yeah, you're allowed to do Shehiya, even Einigar Fakatim, by Eitan. The next Tais, the Maschal Tais begins the words of the Gemara. Ile Mevishayne Grufa, if you think it's talking about where it wasn't shoveled out, Tais proves that according to Abaya, obviously the Mishnah has to be talking about a Tanu that is not Gar Fakatim. In other words, Abaya proves that the halacha is that smicha, to lean the cooked dish near the walls of the tanner, that's going to be asr. How do you know? That's from the Mishnah. Because the Mishnah discussed the kupach, which was heated with kashik vava, then it's like a kiri set, and then it's going to be mutter. But if it's heated with gefes ve'etzim, then it's like a tanner, it's going to be asr. So the Gemara says, so Abaya proves, what's the Mishnah talking about? If it's on top, and it's not garva katim, what do you mean? A kira, well, what are you saying? It's only because of tanner. A kira also would be forbidden, because it gets ve'etzim. Why are you saying it's asr because it's like a tanner? Obviously, Mishnah Torah is different halacha than a smicha, where yeah, you're allowed to do smicha by a kiri that's not garvu katam. But that's the inference that we're saying. But we're going to get taner; it's forbidden to do smicha. But says Taisus, high lishna, this wording that Abaye says of ilema, if you think it's talking about in the grufa, which would sound like that as if he's not so definitive about this point. Taisus says lav davka; that's not precise. Because Abaye Saber, Abaye holds Deloima took me begrufa. You cannot explain the law of the Mishnah that is told that it was shoveled out. The begrufa, Loimistabale, Sheikhili Ben Gevis, Eitzim Lakash Gvava, because Abaye clearly holds that when it's Garv, there wouldn't be any difference between if it's Hidu Gevis, Eitzim, or Kash Gvava. Because the Eva Matze Abaye look me begrufa, if you would think to say that he could explain the Mishnah, and that's why he's saying Ilema, but that Abaye's interpretation could go well with reading the Mishnah that it's told with Garv, which is Kedemukula Ravada, like the way Ravada interprets, so who he rejects the proof of Abaya, then lo have a mutzal mitzvah, then Abaya actually would not be able to resolve anything from the Mishnah to say that, oh, you see from the Mishnah, you now do smicha by a tanner. Because the Mishnah is not talking about it at all by a tanner that's not garva katam. Obviously, Abaya held that the Mishnah has to be talking about a tanner, a kira, and a kupach that are not garv from the kacham. And then you can make a differentiation if it was he who would gefes ve'etzim, where then it's forbidden to do smicha by the tanner on the side, whereas by kira it's going to be permitted to do smicha. Now, because whereas Ravada, the Mukila Begufa, that explains the Mishnah Tumah that it is shoveled out, and that's why he says that still Tanner and the Kupach are forbidden to do is to do the Shira Chazara, Sava the Esh La'ilam Yisachayim, no, he holds that no, there is always more heat. Kishin Sikub Begavis Be'etzim, and that he does differentiate, that even though we're talking about Gar V'Katim, it still would make a difference what you heat it up with, which is, unlike Abai, who said doesn't think of that to differentiate, he says no. Yesh l'alim yesu chayim, there is still more heat. Kesh yisikub begevus ve'etzim, when you heat it with the wood and with the mark, avagav begufa, even though it's shoveled out, in bekasha begvava, more than if it was heated with straw and stubble, where after you shoveled out, there's no heat there at all. And therefore, they're allowed to do shia, because it's not cooking now, in contrast to gevus ve'etzim. So again, so Tez basically said that the wording ilema is not precise, because he has to hold that it's toma in a garf. To the next Tez, the master Tez begins the words of the Gemara, Tanika vosei da'abai. And the price that supports that of abai, b'chul, etc., which places resolves the girsa of Saimchalam. The Gemara brought a proof to Abaye from the Braisa that a tanner that was heated with Gevis ve'etzim, you now do smicha near that pot, near that oven. So Taisus says that Yesh de Garsi Beseva, that those have the girsa at the end of the Braisa, when it discusses Kupach, which is that middle type of an oven, Shesekuba Gevis ve'etzim, but it's heated with Gevis ve'etzim, which then we compare it to like a tanner, that the girsa is Ein Saimchalam. That the girsa should be with the ain, that you now do smicha near. Because the igar samchala, if you think the girsa would be that you could do smicha, la'asa kabase da'abaya, then that's not like abaya. Because obviously he holds the kupach nami in samchala, he holds that by kupach, you also now do smicha, k'demirin le'el. So therefore the girsa should be ain samchin, because according to abaya, tani now do smicha, and the kupach when it's a girsa eitzim is like a tana, so the girsa should be ain samchin, not samchin. But the Yeshua Mitzvah says what you could say is no, the Igor Sin and Saimchen, even if the Gears would be that by the Kupach you could do Smicha, Ikalokum Begrufa, you could explain that talk about a Kupach that's shoveled off in the coals. And so then Benoka Gevis Ve'etzim, so why he's picking specifically Gevis Ve'etzim? That's Larvusa. That follow Hachi, even though the Kupach was heated with Gevis Ve'etzim, which is more hot like we said in the previous cases, still Saimchen is still you could do Smicha, and therefore it wouldn't be a contradiction to Abai's interpretation. The next taste of Master begin the words of the Gemara, Leit Menenda Bechoil, that you now let conceal it in the sand. Taste comes to explain that the sand that's originally hot, it would heat up even a cold thing. That is, the Mishnah said that everyone agrees they now do hatmana of the egg in the sand so that it should roast. Now, taste is bothered, Avagab Domin Per Beleyach, even though the Gemara says in Babas, Abdi Tesserman Al, Bechoil, that there's something unique about sand. The Kar Makar, if you put something cold inside of it, it keeps it cold. The Chame Mechem, if you put something hot inside of it, it heats it up. Now, the problem is, here the egg is cold, and you're saying that the sand is going to heat it up. But I thought sand makes something cold colder, not hot. So it's here we're talking about that the sand was heated up in the sun. Which is similar to the other case that the Mishnah puts it with, which is the dust of the roads, which gets heated up by the sun. Oh, there, if the sand itself is hot, then yes, it will heat up even a cold thing, which is different than the case of the Gemara there in Layachber and Baba Bas. The next text, the Master says, begins the words of the Gemara. Maisa, there was a story, Viviu Silan, Shaltsain, and Latech Amash Shalcham Machul, that they brought a pipe of cold water into the canal of the hot waters of Tveri, etc., which says to explain what was the situation, what's this case of the pipe by the Anshei Tveri. Where the Mishnah brought this story,
And this was the question, can you use this water on Shabbos? And the sages said to them that if this water got heated up on Shabbos, it's like water that was cooked on Shabbos, and then you're not allowed to use that water. So Taisa explains that the people of Tveria, they brought these pipes with the cold water running through from before Shabbos. Okay, the Pirish Bakodin, like Rashi explains. And therefore, the truth is, Ve'emshum Isser Kol Ba'avav, there's no prohibition that was done regarding the bringing of the pipes. Kintan Perikama, the Gemara says, Dafit Chesim and Alf, Paiskin Mayim Legin, a person could open up his reservoirs into his garden on every Shabbos, Umes Malas Vailechas Kol Shabbos Kula, and those sprinklers could go throughout the whole Shabbos. There's nothing wrong with starting a Malacha before Shabbos going on Shabbos. So what's the problem over here with what the people of Tveri did? So that's what Taisa explains. Ve'asur Berchitza, but still the sages said that it's forbidden to bathe with that water on Shabbos, Gezerith, the rabbinic decree, Shemi Arvim B'Shabbos, that you might come to mix in these cold waters of Tveri into the cold waters, into the hot waters of Tveri on Shabbos. So therefore, we said that even if you did it before Shabbos, that it's going to be us. Now, so what's the problem if you mix it on Shabbos? It's told us Chama. So that's what Tei says. Ula Arvim B'Shabbos Aser, to mix it on Shabbos, it's Aser. Which biblically really a lot of cooking told us Chama. But still, that's also Gezera, Mishum Toldus Or, because of a derivative of, if you might use a derivative of a fire, which is biblically prohibited. Therefore, you're not allowed to do it with the Chamei Tveria, and therefore, you're not even do it on Erev Shabbos. Now, Tais is bothered, and he says, that's a Gezera, Gezera. He says, no, but Cheshiva Kachat Gezera, but we consider it as one Gezera, which is you might come to do Toldus Or, and therefore, we said forbidden, and that prohibition we said is even on Erev Shabbos. And that was the story with Anshei Tveria. But says Taisus, if we would explain this case of the Anshei Tveria, the Basilan Hayibai in the Kovim, that in these pipes there were holes, that they would bathe in these waters on Shabbos, Hayipreishan in the Kovim, they would open up the holes, and then the cold waters that were running through would then get heated by the waters of Tveria that would come into the holes, into the pipes, and actually it would make even more sense. The Hashta Lekel L'chad Gezerah, now here it is a bona fide one Gezerah, and not a Gezerah L'Gezerah, or to say that it's like one Gezerah, because it would be Otu Chamei Or. You're actually cooking it now on Shabbos with the Chamei of Chama, with the Toldus Chama, and then you might come to do it on a Chamei Or. Now, the truth is, however, says Taisus, B'gemar Medamin Lo L'Hatmanam O'Yidem, but it's hard to say the second approach, because the Gemara compares this story to Hatmana, to an action of insulating that you did from before Shabbos, which is only like the first interpretation gave. And V'yalef Minah, and that's what the Gemara learns out from this story, lesser to make it prohibited, as we continue in the Temple of Lamed Testament Aleph, Lahatmin min ba'ayyim, to forbid doing insulating from before Shabbos, but Dabba Maisav Aleph, for something that increased the heat, which is similar to the story of the Chamei Tveria, which increased the heat. Gizera Shemiyat Mabaremetz B'Shemichata, a decree that you might come to conceal in the hot ashes, and you might come to be Mechata. One thing is, it sounds like that the whole issue over here with the pipes was from something that you concealed the water in the other waters from before Shabbos, because if not, how could you learn out from here Atman Mebo'idoyim if you're saying that they did it on Shabbos? Rather, it's obviously like the first interpretation. But Lurinir, he gives a whole different interpretation. He says, up until Nataisa was understanding that the waters themselves in the pipes were mixing with the waters of the Chamei Tveria, which they had done from before Shabbos. But on that, says the Re, no. Because then the mashal you misarven tzayin b'chamen. If you tell me that the cold waters are mixing with the actual hot waters, then lo have it to melatmana. So then, how's the gemara like you're saying comparing it to hatmana? It's not hatmana, because v'lekelam elamene. Never you cannot learn out from here regarding hatmana from erev Shabbos. Because the ekelam you could say the reason why the asiluhu, the reason why they said forbidden, is not for the halacha of hatmana. It's neshemavashal hamayim tzayin, because you're actually cooking the cold waters in the hot waters. So rather, Venir Loi, so the Re actually gives a different interpretation. It says, the Silon Lahoyim is Arba Chamin. The pipe waters did not get mixed into the actual hot waters. Ki hayu mukav mechitzes mekol tzad. The water was surrounded with pipes on all sides. Lahoyim is Chamin hamayim tzoyin shebesilon. It's just that the waters in the pipe, the cold waters, would get heated shebesilon in the pipes. Mach meschamit tveria, because the hot waters that surrounded the pipes. But they didn't bathe in the actual hot waters of the Tveria themselves. They didn't come into the pipes. And the reason why Lefisha Reichen is not, because they had a bad smell. Therefore, they didn't mix into the waters. Oh, V'hashad Dami, Atmana. Now it's definitely comparable to what the Gemara compares it to, Atmana. That the cold waters were insulated in the hot waters. They didn't mix in together. It's not like Bishel. It was heated, which that's the halach of insulated, that you're sort of totally in ensconced in something, but not mixed into it. That's the case. It's not that the water's mixed, but that just that the pipe was covered by the hot water. So Tosfos originally understood that the people of Tveria, that from before Shabbos, they mixed the pipe waters with the Chametz Tveria. And that the Chametz says forbidden, because people might come to do this on Shabbos. Now, although Erev Shabbos itself is only rabbinically prohibited because of Shabbos, and Shabbos itself is only prohibited because of Toldos Ur, Tosfos understand that's considered as one big Israel. Now, Tosfos says that if we would explain that they opened up the holes in the pipe on Shabbos, which that's the actual cooking with the Toldos Chama, you could understand why the Chama would say it as one Gezerah, because then you might come to do it in Toldos Ur. Besides, it takes that approach, because the Gemara compares the Tatmona from before Shabbos, and here it would then be something they'd be doing on Shabbos. But then Tosfos brings from the Ri that no, it's not even like we said up until now. The waters themselves are not mixing, because then it's not Tatmona, it's Bishul. Rather, it's the pipes just run through that's totally covered on all sides, and it runs through the hot canals of the Chametz Tveria, and they only bathe themselves with this fresh water, and therefore that's similar to the case of Hatmana, and therefore that's the element of what we made it prohibited, because the elements of Hatmana, and not because of anything related to actual waters mixing like that of Bishul.